This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed a bill that would have allowed casinos to extend credit to gamblers. Backers of the bill said it would help tourism at Colorado's casino towns. People could have applied for a line of credit before their visit instead of having to travel with large amounts of cash or pay ATM fees. But the governor said the policy could enable people with gambling addictions to spend more than they can afford. Hard liquor sales hit a new record in Colorado last year, almost 67 million liters. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The volume reported by producers and wholesalers was up 7% last year compared to the year before. Since the pandemic, sales of products like whiskey and gin are up 33% and growing faster here than the U.S. average. This all comes as beer and wine sales slowly but consistently decline in Colorado. It's primarily whiskey that's driving hard liquor sales. There's a lot of high-quality distillers, and they're effective at marketing. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The parents of Christian Glass say they will donate money from a historic settlement in the police killing of their son. The family settled with law enforcement groups for $19 million, plus written commitments to police reforms and mental health initiatives. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry.
I think his parents feel like the very large number is a good thing, not necessarily because of the dollars themselves, but because they say it sends a message to all law enforcement in Colorado. County commissioners everywhere have heard about this, and that big message may drive changes. And, you know, as for what they're going to do with it, I think they're unclear at this moment, but they'll definitely give it away in some form to help young people, perhaps with a focus on mental health.
The $19 million settlement is the largest police violence settlement in Colorado history. This is CPR News and KRCC.